was a calling on that down the Anderson machine. They sure could use some check-ins. If you feel like checking in, please do so. W4WOZ.
KO4NUE. Go ahead, Andy.
You didn't make it. I'm sure you've heard it, but I hadn't done it yet because I just changed your carrier as well. But sometime in the next 2 or 3 weeks, that 7-9 machine is going to require that one 2743 coming. So don't forget to put it in your radios. They hadn't changed it yet, but it's sometime in the near future they will.
I'll keep that in mind. And sorry I couldn't make it tonight. So appreciate you letting me hear about it though. You be safe going home. KO4NUE 73, Andy.
Do you want mine? I heard you talking to Mandel. That's fine, but sometime in the near future, that 7-9 is going to have that tone 127.3, and it's going to be on it all the time. Their plan is they're going to change repeaters from what I've heard. And sometime in this month, it's going to happen. I can't say when. It was supposed to be in the first month, but they keep saying sometime in the month, and that tone will be required to bring that other one up. It'll be on it all the time, they say. KI4LZI Mobile.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Any station. Can I have a radio check, please?
Well, loud and clear. Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha.
Just making sure everything's good to go. If you don't mind, if you hang with me just for a minute, I'm going to try to drop my power and give me another report. Stand by, please. JCA KO4NUE, that's 5 watts. Is that any better? Any different?
Just a little lower, but that's the same signal strength, no crackling, no popping on either power.
Is it distracting?
Negative, not at all.
Sounds like to me you're ready to do it at the moment, KI4LCI Mobile.
Thank you, Richard. Andy, I'm always ready to do it. So, thank you, Richard. Appreciate the signal report. And KO4NUE, standing by for net. Station down in the weeds just a little bit. I got KO4, that's all I got. Can you bring your power up just a little bit? Station, just could not make out your audio. Change your X or bring your power up just a little bit. For NUE, clear.
For NUE, KO4, TJQ.
KQ, KO4, NUE, much better.
4 TJQ, and we're only about 2 miles apart as the crow flies, and I don't know how the power marker got knocked down, but it sure did.
Where about you located?
For front, 1.5 miles.
Good deal. Will you swing by here and visit with me sometime? You got my address.
Do I have the flags at the end of the driveway?
Yeah, roger that. I sure do.
Disappointed if they come down.
They steal them every now and then. I just put them right back up, and I don't get upset. I get it in my mind that they're just misguided patriots. How about that?
Call fair soon.
I appreciate it, and I got the net here in just a second. So I'm going to clear on out, and you come on by for a visit anytime. I'd love to have you. And, you know, just telephone numbers up on QRZ. Give me a little bit of heads up when you come. So with that, I'm going to duck on out. And I'll be right back here in about 30 seconds.
Roger that. Thank you.
Go ahead and put me down for a check-in now, because I might not be here in just a few minutes. KI4LCI Mobile, stationary Mobile in Pickens, native negative.
QCQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Any formal traffic for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. Any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. So we'll begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Tonight we'll start with the pre-check-ins, beginning starting with KA3JCA Mill, KA4JCA Sally in Simpsonville, KA4ACL Ashley in Simpsonville, K3DOV Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville, KM4JWP Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina, W4FCM Fred in Traverse Rest, N4IEI Miss Isla also in Traverse Rest, W2JKT Eric in Shelby, North Carolina, K4XMR Mel in Prosperity, KO4WWZ, Mr. Chandler in Easley, W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville, K4OSH, Pat in Malden, W4TS, Jim in Pelzer, KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, N4ASW, Tony in Asheville, KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley, KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors, and KG4WNP, Mr. Landon in Liberty. A4ROW, Richard in Greenville. Appreciate you guys using the pre-check-in function. That's a pretty nifty, especially when you're away from the radio. So with that, we'll begin check-in for EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit. And I'll hang around.
Net control, please check in. Kilo, Mike 4, Victor, India, X-ray. John, I'm in Greenville. No traffic, no RAGCHU. Thank you for hosting the net.
Before we get started with recognizing the EchoLink stations, I'd like to welcome my wife, KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna. She is standing over me, making sure I get the log right tonight. Also, KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, and mobiling around in Pickens tonight. KN4RJN via EchoLink up in Brown Summit. John, hope you are doing well tonight, sir, and I have you down for some comments as well. And KM4VIX, that's Mr. John in Greenville. So with that, we'll go ahead and move on to the RF portion of the check-ins tonight. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James. I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Hey, good Miss Anna are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Anna. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
304, NUE. Please check in. Kilo, India 4. Kilo, Charlie X-ray. KI-4, KCX. Name is Jerry. Location is Greyport. Just check us in and out tonight. Hope everybody's doing good.
NUE. Please check in. Kilo, Oscar 4. Juliet, Kilo, Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Nothing new to share, so just mark me negative and negative. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Recognize what we got so far. That is KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo. James, you're sounding good tonight, sir. W4IOE, Mr. Sid in Fletcher. Sid, you too. I don't know what you're doing with the radio, but keep doing it, sir. You're making a good trip into the repeater tonight. And KI4KCX, that's Mr. Jerry in Greyport. And KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan up in Asheville. Duncan, hope you are doing well tonight, sir. All right, we'll make one more call, India through Lima. Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be around for a comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
I'd like to welcome KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, I have you down for some comments, sir. Be back around for you in a few minutes. He brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK. And Miss Donna, hope you are doing well tonight, ma'am. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile in Piedmont tonight. Sympathy to you, Chad, Ms. Anna, and all on the net. Be negative and negative tonight.
So 4 NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, and Sensibel. I'll be negative and negative.
Afternoon, Chad. Sorry. Please check in. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also check in my wife, Wendy. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. We're here in Simpsonville. We'll be negative and negative, but listening for a bit. 7-3 to the net.
Welcome. KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred, mobiling around in Piedmont. Fred, hope you are doing well, sir. Also, KO4PXB, that's my good friend, Mr. Lloyd. And Simpsonville, Lloyd, you tell Miss Tracy we said hello tonight, sir. And also, W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark in Simpsonville. And he brings along his wife, KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. And Mark, you tell Miss Wendy we said hello and hope both of you guys are doing well tonight. All right, one last call for Mike through Papa. Please call KO4NUE.
Oscar, November, Oscar, Serena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Beck, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
We got you in the log. KK4ONO, she brings along Mr. Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. And Miss Lorena, we hope you are doing well It's always so nice to hear you check in with us on the radio. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please get yourself ends with Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. Johnny in Campobello. Hope all is well with everybody on the net. I may be around if I can stay awake for any rags you.
4NUE, please check in. Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo Robert at his favorite hangout on the edge of Clinton. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
D8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'll be monitoring.
NUE. Again, Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris in Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
Check in Kilo Juliet 4, Tango India, Quebec. KJ4TIQ, Philip, we are in Easley. I'll be negative and negative.
4NUE. And KO4QLD, this is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
Welcome, KO4TJQ, that's Mr. Johnny in Campobello. And KD4SRR, that's Mr. Robert in Clinton. Robert, will you be safe in Clinton tonight? And WD8RON, that's Mr. Ed up in Brevard. And Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Mr. Chris in Lyman. And Chris, just want to let you know you have absolutely an impeccable signal coming into the repeater tonight. Sounds like you're sitting right here beside me. Also, we'd like to welcome KJ4TIQ, that's Mr. Philip in Easley, and KO4QLG, that's Mr. Chris in Liberty. Are there any more stations, Quebec through Tango? Please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. Name's Jim in Greenville, in the Brea area.
Maybe you might have this one by yourself tonight. We'd like to welcome KO4YHY. That's Mr. Jim in Greenville, Berea area. Welcome to the net, sir. All right. Any more stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in. Whiskey X-ray 4, Delta Alpha Tango, WX4DAT, Danny, over here in Gastonia. And I'll be out after fall, and y'all have a good night, good net, and 73.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
WXVV, 10 Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor, Bob and Gray Court, negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango, Michael in Central. Going to be negative and negative.
NUE. Chad, please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
NUE. And Chad, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville, I'll be negative and negative.
For NUE.
Chad, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4, CHY, Keys and Seneca. Negative and negative.
UE.
Mr. Chad, Miss Anna, and the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. Joy will be in and out. I have no traffic. Good evening to you, Miss Anna, all on the net.
Group, let's back up and start with Mr. Danny, WX4DAT up in Gastonia, and W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave in Greer, KC2DQV, Bob in Graycourt, and K4AFT, Mr. Michael in Central, and N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry in Anderson. Jerry, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt. Kurt, hope you're doing well too, sir. And Mr. Keith up in Seneca, KN4CHY, and KI4DOS. Gary, I have you down for some comments, sir. And please tell Miss Joy, K3JOY, that we said hello, and we hope that Ellie is doing well. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station, Echo through Hotel, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
Check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. And I'll be negative and negative tonight, Chad. You're sounding good.
Get my log straightened out here. I had a station I couldn't quite pull out of the noise floor. I believe it was K2CHR. Maybe Michael in Anderson. Could you recheck with me, please, sir? Station, you're not quite making it into the repeater. You're in and out. Can you bump your power up, level up just a little bit, or change your X just a little bit for me? KO4NUE. Can anybody relay that station for me?
Time, Chad. I'll see if I can get him on reverse. KI4DOS.
Great. Last calling station. I think possibly K2CHR. Can you try again one more time, sir? We'd like to get you in the log.
Charlie?
Can't quite get you out. You're in and out. I got a 4 that time. I think it may be KO4CHR. Not sure. Let me go ahead and recognize this Mr. Harry up in Candler, KC4EZN. Harry, appreciate you checking in with us tonight, sir. And if you don't mind, I'm going to back up and see if I can work him just a little bit more, see if I can get him in the log. So, last calling station I'm having difficulty with. Let's don't give up. Let's try one more time. Can you recheck with me, please? Sorry about that. If you'd like to try again later, go. You feel free to do so. I'll give plenty of breaks so you can check in. But you're in and out. I can just get fragments of a letter and fragments of your transmission. So maybe work on your X just a little bit. All right. Let me make one more call for any more stations. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4NUE. Move on to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, you and everyone on net.
Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name is Rod. We're
up walls. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
4 EDP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel. Kilo Patrick Oval.
4 DOS.
Go ahead, Gary. I got everything but his location.
I didn't get his location, but that station that you couldn't get a minute ago, that's Kilo Quebec 4 CHR. Michael in Anderson, over.
Patrick was in Inman.
Patrick, if you can hear me, let's try your location one more time, please. I'd like to get you in the log.
KO4HX, mobile in Hendersonville in the black hole.
Got you, Patrick. You are in the Death Star, so in the black hole up in Hendersonville. KO4HKX, and we'd also like to welcome Mr. Rod, W4WOZ, in the land of Waz. Rod, hope you're doing well tonight. And KQ4CHR, that's Michael in Anderson. Michael, we got you in the log. It took a little bit, but we got you. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. All right, so we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for participating in tonight's net. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rack you may secure at this time. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, and it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll now start the rack you portion, and we'll stop periodically for check-ins. First on the stop tonight is KN4RJN, and that's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. Go ahead, John.
This is KN4RJN. Evening, Chad. Say hello to Anna for me. How you all doing up that way?
We're pretty good. Not a lot happening around here today. We had a mysterious dog show up on the property. I don't know, about 2 o'clock. A little old weenie dog. She was a pretty little thing. She looked pretty confused and pretty ragged. And my dogs were, you know, having a fit because she was in the yard. But she didn't hang around long. She went on up through the woods, so no collar. But she kept scratching at the door. So I know she's a house dog of some sort. But she was pretty frantic, so I'm not sure what that was all about. But that's about all the excitement I had today. Changed the antenna around a little bit and checked out my HF dipole, make sure it was working all right. But other than that, that's about it, John.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, we've had about that much excitement up this way, too. It's been raining off and on, and it's clouded up this afternoon. It's cloudy this evening, so I can see the moon, but barely. But everything else is pretty well washed out. If you got clear skies down that way, Jupiter and Saturn are both up. Jupiter popped the horizon about a half an hour ago, so he's up in the sky. The moon is in its can't get my finger up off the button there. Sorry. If you can see a good clear shot of the moon near the Terminator, the day-night Terminator is the Mare Imbrium or Sea of Rains. It's a dark circular feature that dominates the northwestern quadrant of the moon's Earth-facing surface, which is the only one we can see. And it's the largest impact crater, measuring about 715 miles across. Probably close to 4 billion years ago. But in any event, if you got a decent set of binoculars or a scope, you can take a look at that if you got clear skies down there. Other than that, not a whole lot happened. Somebody was asking me about solar activity the other night, and so I've done a little research in that. And the forecast for the next 3 days is there shouldn't be a problem. I talked about geomagnetic storms, and the rating scale on that goes G1 to G5. They also do a solar radiation scale, S1 to S5, and a radio blackout scale, R1 to R5, and 1 being minimal and 5 being extreme. And for the next 3 days, R1, R2 maybe, nothing any, you know, most of what we'll have, anything R3 or better is a slim chance. Solar activity is the same, and geomagnetic storms are the same, G1, G2 at the most. So any sunspots that are going on out there, CMEs, coronal holes, whatever else is happening, it's not going to affect us, at least for the next 3 days. So just want to let everybody know that.
Good. Appreciate the report. And I know we've got a lot of DXers out there that be interested in that. But anything new up on James Webb today?
This is KN4RJN. Did you see the image of the Tarantula Nebula?
Not seen that yet, but I will. I'll pull it up here shortly and take a look at it. That sounds pretty interesting. But John, I'm gonna let you know. I didn't quite make the getting the package in the mail on Friday, but I got it out today, and the post lady gave me a. You know, I laid them on the counter and said, "Hey, what's the best thing I need to put this in?" And she said, "Those look fragile." And I just gave her a look, and I said, "That's not fragile. That's 4140." She said, "Huh?" I said, "Ma'am, can you just give me a box to put these in?" So they are in route. So just going to let you know, didn't quite make it Friday. I tried, but they had construction around the post office, and I couldn't get in it. So there you go. Just going to let you know it's inbound.
This is KN4RJN. What you should have done was showed her the original parts and said, "No, these are fragile." but I appreciate it, and send me a text or an email to remind me of who I'm supposed to make that check out to for that group you were telling me about. Because I was, you know, my age, the biggest lie you tell yourself is I'll remember that, and I didn't write it down. So send me an email or a text, and I'll get a check written and sent to you.
Appreciate it. It's TBARC. TBARC. Just put that on it. We'll take care of it. So with that, well, John, I appreciate the reports, and, you know, I did learn something the other night when you talked with Miss Wendy, and I'll be honest with you, I just, the one that's most important to me would be the R's, R1, 2, or 3, 4, 5, so I'll be asking you when we get on the net what's the R level. I'll let you worry about all the other numbers. So, appreciate it, John, and I appreciate what you do for the net. If you got anything else for us, John?
It's KN4RJN. I just discovered that if I flip to another page and then hit the space bar to talk, my page flips up and I lose everything. So it's like, so I gotta remember to use the button instead of the space bar. But anyway, no, that's about it, Ted. Say hello to Hannah for me, and I'll say 73s and back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Have a nice evening and a good rest of the week. Be safe. It's KO4NUE. I'll be clear with you, sir. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray, Daniel Woodruff, negative, negative.
I'd like to recognize KO4ZYX. That's Mr. Daniel and Woodruff. And, Daniel, you got pretty close to the end of the alphabet there as far as call signs go. So, that's pretty interesting. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight and hope you are doing well, sir. All right, next on the list is KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, go ahead and take it, bud.
4NUE, KK4JBQ here. Well, it's been an interesting day today. You know a little bit about it. That we'll talk about at another date, but what you don't know is about 2 hours ago, I was listening to the sister repeater, if I can call her that. The repeater on Paris Mountain. And I heard a call sign that I didn't know. And he was asking for a signal report. So, being the conscientious hammer that I am, I came back to him and found out that he's new in the area. And he has a 2-2 call. So, but he's brand new. That is to say, he didn't test that long ago. And he went from zero to extra in one sitting. I've only met one other person with that accomplishment. And so that was really kind of cool. We had a good QSO, and his girlfriend was riding along with him. He was in an automobile, and he was mobile. So he had come upon an accident, and sort of hung in there with him until the accident was cleared and they were on their way again. So just an example of how this hobby can serve to fill up an afternoon. I enjoyed it. I really certainly did. And met somebody that I didn't know before. Now, with your phone, I guess you can dial a random number and talk to somebody you never knew before, but you don't automatically have anything in common, you see. But we hams, we can assume that we have at least this in common. And we can start up a conversation and meet somebody new and have a great little while. So, there you are. KK4JBQ.
NUE with KK4JBQ. So, Larry, when I got my license, I didn't know anything about what was going on in the area. I got on Google and did a search for a testing site. So I drove all the way to Gastonia at some church up there to get my license. And there was a young man that was in there testing. He was from the Ukraine. He did not speak very good English, but he did, you could make out what he was saying. But he sat down and went all the way to extra and went outside before they got his CSCE. Went outside and went and brought a CW oscillator in and sat it on the table. And one of the older hams came over and, you know, was getting him to sign his CSCE form, and he said, when do I need to do my Morse code? we're all just looking at him like, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this guy, you know, I don't even know if I've passed the technician exam. And he goes from technician to amateur extra and then goes out and gets an oscillator to come in. And I'm thinking, boy, he's ready to go. And he's not even from this country.
A story for you. And he has every good excuse for not understanding, although I think he might have run across that if he were looking for it. But he just assumed, I suppose, that what he had heard in his home country about having a requirement for a Morse is valid here also. Or maybe he was thinking thinking that he would be getting a reciprocal license. I really don't know what complication that involves. But you have a good zero to extra class story there. Yeah, I think everybody ought to have one of those. But I do believe they're rare. Anyway, it was fine to... Oh, we talked about antennas a little bit. His name is Ed, by the way. And we talked about antennas a little bit, and his girlfriend was in the car with him. And I volunteered, and I said, you know, if ever your girlfriend wants to talk on the radio, she can do that. It's called third-party traffic. As long as you're there with her, she can talk to somebody, and you know, maybe someday she'd like to join us on the radio. And this often happens with couples. You know, Donna and I have licenses, and we can talk from car to car if we had radios in either car. Those are the possibilities I'm talking about here. Anyway, it was a good conversation, and it just reminded me that there are some folks that have a lot more capacity upstairs. And I recall when I tested for my tech license, I passed, sweat bullets, of course, but I passed, and the examiner, he explained that I could go ahead and take another test if I'd like to. and I told him, I says, now this was true and this is exactly how I felt. I think I want to cherish this moment for a little while longer. I want to enjoy the fact that I am a ham today. And so I went across the walkway. This is up in Spartanburg at the Upstate Ham Fest. And I went across the yard into the exhibit area, and I saw Donna across the way. She was at the table doing something. My birthday was coming up, and she had bought me a radio with one of the vendors. I didn't know this yet. So I look across the way, just come in the door, and I looked across the way, and I said, Hey, Donna, I'm a ham. And I said it loud enough for everybody to hear. And there may be people listening to this who were there that day. It was May the 5th, 2012. I'll not forget the day. I kind of enjoy this hobby, and I enjoy the people that are here. KK4JBQ.
4NUE with KK4JBQ. So what did Donna say to you when you told her you were a ham?
She didn't holler back across, I don't know, there was 30 feet between us. I had just gotten in the door. It was a big, you know, big building, and I shouted it out so everybody could hear, and everybody turned around. I swear they did. Everybody turned around, and the noise level went down a notch. You know, other people, there, not everybody was distracted by this crazy man, but I remember thinking, should I care if everybody hears me say, no, I'm not going to care. And so I just shouted it out. And I'm glad I did that, because it froze in my mind and my experience what it was like to be brand new hatched amateur radio operator. Yes. And so about a year later, I went back and got my general. And I suppose the last license will just have to wait if I can ever be in a place where I can put it to use. I don't want it just to say I have it. I have a couple of licenses to learn, as Mr. Ray would say. And learning I have been doing. I have been doing that steadfastly. I enjoy it. And I, you know, if I leave this earth only a general class, that'd be all right, you know, because I didn't have an opportunity. You actually, I figure you need that, at least a place to put an antenna up. Okay. Well, I hope everybody has a good night. It's been a good day for me, and I trust it's been for everyone out there. So Donna and I say goodbye. Everyone have a real good night's rest. KK4JBQ, I'm clear.
Have a nice evening and a safe week to you, and Miss Donna too. Appreciate you hanging around. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, sir. All right, with that, we'll move on down the log. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in and out Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha. KG4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all on the net, 73.
I'd like to welcome KG4JIA, that's Mr. Dennis and Gaffney. And Dennis, hope you were doing well, sir. You be safe in Gaffney tonight. All right, next on the list is possibly Mr. Johnny, KO4TJQ. Johnny, if you hadn't passed out on us, you got it, sir. Heard. He told me he might go to sleep, so I guess he did. So with that, we'll move on to next on the list, which is KI4DOS. Mr. Gary, go ahead. What's going on with you and Miss Joy today, sir?
4NUE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Chad. Good evening to all on the net. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. And Joy said that from me to be sure to tell you to tell her hello for her. So all that's out of the way. We had a good day, an interesting day. Everything started off real well. Got up and, like we always do, and got coffee on. And I noticed the house was a little warm, and I said, "Yeah, that's not right." I heard the AC running, and but there wasn't any air coming out. I said, "Uh-oh!" I said, "I got a blower motor or something going bad." So I went in there and started checking the AC unit, and that thing was frozen up. It had a bunch of frost all over the unit on the inside, the coils on the inside. And I said, "I know what that is." And so I called a friend of mine that does heating and air conditioning work. And he told me, he said, "Well, is the fan working?" I said, "I think so." But I said, "Well, right now it is not." But he told me, he said, "Well, just turn the fan on and just let it blow and make sure you got airflow." And I turned the fan on, and it came on like it was supposed to, and it melted all the frost and all of that. And come to find out, it was low on Freon.
The I guess he came out and put some in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he came out and put his gauges on it. And he started to put one type in there, and I said, "You sure that's what goes in there?" And he said, "Well, that's what goes in all of them. I've been, you know, all the new ones." I said, "Well, this one's about 14 years old." I said, he said, "Oh, wait a minute." And he got to look in, and he said, "Nope, this is not the right stuff." So he had to go swap bottles and get the right one, which was kind of comical because if he had put that other stuff in there, he'd probably tore my unit all to pieces.
Well, at least you caught it, you know, no damage done. But, you know, years ago, I used to go to the auto parts store here in Greer, and you could buy those big bottles of Freon. You didn't have to have a license or nothing. But there's a guy on the repeater during the day that does HVAC work, and was listening to him the other day, and he said that if I remember correctly, I think he said a bottle of Freon R12, which is the older stuff, was like $1,200 now for a bottle of Freon. My gosh, I couldn't believe it, Gary.
Well, mine doesn't have the R12. It's got the R22 in it, and it's about $1,000 a bottle too. Now, when I say a bottle, this is like a little smaller bottles like you'd use on your gas grill.
You know, it's about the size of one of those tanks, or a little bit, maybe a little bit smaller. But it's, yeah, that stuff has gotten really, really expensive. And I told him, I said, well, I said, tell me how much I owe you gently.
Well, I mean, being comfortable in your house, I mean, that's worth something. You got to look at it that way, right?
He told me he wasn't going to charge me for the whole bottle because he didn't use that much. But it's still, you know, I don't know. He didn't have a scale there to see how much he put in there, but he was watching his gauges and when he topped it off and told me I might have a slight leak in it somewhere, but, you know, he said it's nothing major. You wouldn't have to worry about it for quite some time. Just keep an eye on it. So that's about the way my day has gone today, Chad. It started off real good when I first got up and went downhill from there.
Okay. Well, a couple years ago, I think it's been 2 or 3 years ago, we got a fab shop here at the farm, and if I remember right, the welder supply called it the carbonium plant up in, I believe it was Tennessee, caught on fire, blew the whole plant up. Well, they process acetylene for oxygen acetylene tanks, and it destroyed the whole, you know, processing place. So we went through, I don't know, 4 or 5 months before we could, you know, get any acetylene to run the torch in the shop. And we had a dickens of a time, you know, because torch is just quick and easy. And when you can't get it, you just got to find another way to cut stuff. And it just, you know, that gas can be expensive and kind of hard to deal with, too, especially when you can't get it. But I had no idea. I seems like I remember, you know, 40, 50 bucks, you could get like a 20-pound cylinder or something like that. But I heard one of the guys talking the other day, and my goodness, I couldn't believe $1,200 for a bottle of Freon. That's just unbelievable.
So for a barrel, you know, they've figured out that we like to stay comfortable in our homes and our automobiles, and we don't like to ride around with the windows down and this sort of thing. So they're making us pay for it. Yeah, you know the old adage, pay me now or pay me later. Well, this is a pay me later deal. They got us to where we enjoyed it, and now we don't want to do without it. So I guess it's all right. Don't have to like it, but I have to put up with it. You know how that goes. Larry was talking about the day he got his license there at the Hamfest. I remember that day well. when he told the deal about him going outside hollering at his bride, that was really cool. But I'm happy for him, and was happy for him then too. Oh gosh, Chad, that's about all we've got over here on this end of town. The puppies are getting along great out in the backyard. The older dog, well, we figured it out. Callie is 4 years and 11 months older than three years and 11 months. Joy just hollered at me from the living room. It's 3 years and 11 months older than the puppy. And so they're getting along fabulously now. I tried to get the puppy. She was raised in the house and was not an outside dog. I just let her go out to go do her business and bring her right back in. But she don't want to come in the house now. She loves being out there, being able to run around the yard.
How'd Callie react when she finally met her?